Hello and welcome to this quick, all of a sudden, live. Hi, I'm Pete George. And as you can see from this image that's on the screen, it's been a little bit of a fire up in Oort. Now, as followers of this channel, Photocaster, where we capture, explain and inspire, we'll know if you've listened to or watched a few of the episodes that we go to Bali frequently. I love photographing Bali, and one of the places that we stay at is Ubud, and Ubud has a great bit of culture in it, and you know, with local artists, there's the market on the left-hand side and a nice little mooey moo cow out in the rice fields, which is great to see. So there's the rice fields, the big one of the big ones. I was on a walk of a morning when Jane and I were last in Ubud. So that was roughly 12 months ago, and we're heading explain, inspire, and this is under capture. So I've got to go. And I'll run through a few, and then we'll talk about the Ubud market fire and some of the ramifications, which is not nice. So all of the images that you'll see, except for the ones in relation to the fire, are all shot on a Samsung Ultra S23. You've got to love doing a live stream when you have a sneezing fit. Bear with me a second. So, as I said in the previous show where I compared phones and real or mirrorless or DSLR cameras, you can still achieve great photos with your phone. So, there's the that was shot on the S23, and there it is during the day on the same phone. These are straight out of the phone. I haven't edited or done anything like that. And this one here, that's of the Monkey Forest. So you can get the rich colours. You just need to know how to do adjustments. As I said, once I work out how to hook the camera in, I'll be able to show you how to do it. But basically, you touch the screen, little circle comes up, slide it to get, that's when you've got it in automatic. A little bit different when you've got it in the RAW or just the normal automatic, non-automatic, so manual settings. So the Ubud market is situated right in the heart of Ubud near the big temple, and the market never used to be like this. It It used to be just old buildings and things like that, and it was very tight, very small. And it was at times claustrophobic, to be honest. And they refurbished it just after COVID and built this. Now, I'm not 100% sure where the fire has begun, but having a look at the smoke and everything that I'll show you in a few minutes from the images, it looks like it's starting in the basement where all the motorbikes are parked, and they also have a food market there in the morning. So yesterday in Bali was their Independence Day, like Australia Day or American Independence Day, and it wasn't a super duper day. There's a couple of things that happen on Independence Day, and that's the big kite festival and festivals on everywhere, and they're very proud of Independence Day. They celebrate it very well. So Ubud itself's a great place. We go back and we're spending 3 days there, and we're going to be right in the heart of it in a little homestay. But it looks like to me from the images that have come out and watching the local news, it's happened. If you can see in the right of the photo, there's three people walking. I think it's happened down in this area here, at the back end. Could be wrong, but that's where it looks like. If not, it's going to be in this area here where the car park goes down. And so it's quite sad because this is people's livelihoods. It's no different to a shop burning down here in Australia or anywhere else in a Western country, but the big difference is these people don't have insurances. They can't afford it. And Ubud. Where I've taken this photo from is a nice little restaurant there and bar, and you can have a coffee bin dang and all that kind of stuff, and it's really, really nice. So if you have a look, all the bikes are out of from the basement. The bikes are normally not here. So they've pulled out the bikes. They've pulled out as much stock as they can. So I don't think there's going to be more smoke damage than actual fire damage. It's all concrete and everything, so that's why I think it is more of a motorbike or a car fire that started down in the basements. But yeah, this is the sad part of Bali, where the people are dependent on the sales of their goods, and unfortunately they'll work out a way to do it. They'll probably set up stalls on the outside of the people and for Ubud, because it was frequent, a very bikes are is on this area here in the photo where all the people are sitting and everything. So it's just a little quick one today. The reason why I have been missing is that I haven't been well. I had a real struggle with my eczema a couple of weeks ago, and went off, and then last weekend got something in underneath my eyelid, which I kept on blinking and eventually scratched my cornea. So it's still playing up a little bit, but I'm back. And also work's been very busy, taking on a few new roles there. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, haven't been able to get out and take photos, unfortunately. So hopefully next weekend Jane and I may be up in Bris Vegas or down at Kingscliff, where I was going to go last week, 2 weekends ago, to do some street photography down there in the market, but we'll see how we go this coming weekend. So if you are heading over to Bali, think about going up to see the people in Ubud, and if you can see any of the stallholders, please do support them. It's fun when you first go to Bali and you have a bit of a haggle on price, but when it's all said and done, you're only haggling over 50 cents. So get them down, have a bit of fun. I always, now when we do that, and I negotiate something and get it down a fair whack and then charge them, give them what they originally asked for. That's just me. So it's quite sad that it's happened on their Independence Day. It's quite sad that it happened at all. It's Photocaster. .com.au is the main website, and over on YouTube, folks, a good follow would be nice. We're getting some good hours of viewing and viewing time and things like that, but the subscriptions aren't growing, so that could be me in the content, but would be nice if a few people zip over to YouTube and give us a thumbs up and everything. It is very sad. Retail Design Company over on YouTube. I think that's who it is. Yeah. It is very sad. And I think it's more sad in the sense that we know that this is the people's only income in most cases. The actual some of them never get a sale or may feed them for a bit. I was reading somewhere, someone was saying that there's a new similar setup to this in Kuta or Legian, just up from the Legian Beach Resort. And the annual lease for the whole environment or the whole shopping complex is 30,000 Australian a year. So the rent's not going to be great, but when you're only making one sale of $10-$15, that could be a little bit hard for them. And yeah, so it's hasn't been a good day for the people of Ubud. Hi, Jean-Pierre. It is sad, but these things do happen, but it's us up to us as they may not have their shop, but they'll have some up in Ubud, and we'll seek out some of the people. We know a couple of them, the stall holders. So hopefully it's just the main part. There's a couple of parts to the Ubud night market. So hopefully most of it, as I said, is only smoke damage. And that's easily fixed because it's all open. So there'd be a fair bit of air get through and clear that out. Looks like they got a fair bit of stock out, which is pretty good. And from all the videos that I've seen from the Indonesian news, it is all down in the basement area. So hopefully it's just motorbikes caught fire, or some system down there has caught fire, electrical box or something. It was very, very thick black smoke. So that's going to be the show today. As I said, make sure you give us a like, a share and a follow and all that kind of stuff. We're on Spotify. My pleasure. I know the channel's all about photography. I photograph a lot over in Bali. I don't know how long you've been on the stream, but I'll throw up a couple of images. These aren't taken on my big camera. They're just taken on a phone, but we get around there a fair bit. So there's the market as we know it, and there's the market yesterday on Independence Day with the that thick black smoke. You know, I'm all about going over and one thing on a photography point of view, I go over there and I do a lot of street photography. And after 20 odd years as a photographer, I have learned to respect people when I do take their image. And most people from me when I do a city walk, if I take their image and I know I'm going to use it, I'll give them $100,000. So that's around about $10 Australian for letting me take the photo. And that's just a courtesy thing. And I always teach people that do that sort of thing to do that. But once again, go and have a great Sunday or Saturday, depending where you are in the world. And once again, I'm Pete George, the Photocaster, and on this show we capture, explain, and inspire. So have a great day.